I think he's right that it's crazy that this country spent $716 billion, but he's as much to blame for it as anybody else. He signed the bill, and he didn't really come back with any alternatives, of which there are plenty. And if he's talking about an arms race that he seems uncontrollable, well, he's aiding and abetting that ability. He can certainly participate in controlling it. The United States always had a leadership role in doing that since the days of Ronald Reagan, and he and John Bolton and company have sort of abdicated that. So I think we should encourage him to have those conversations. We should think about it. The sooner it starts, the better. He ought to do it at a high level with, you know, people that understand what they're doing. That, you know, we have diplomats that have experience in this area, that are knowledgeable. He just can't go about it as he's been prone to do in the past, sitting down himself and thinking that the three principals are going to chat it out without doing an awful lot of groundwork and having a lot of people that are very, very knowledgeable about these areas get involved and start working on it.
Do you see a possible opening that would make the presidents of China and Russia amenable to such talks?
I do. Look, even back in the days when Ronald Reagan thought that Russia was the evil empire, and we had any number of disputes and disagreements with that country, that is the Soviet Union, they found a way to separate out the existential issue of nuclear weapons. This is a serious thing that can affect humanity. So we have to be able to do that. And even though we have disagreements with Russia and some contention on trade and other issues with China, we certainly can carve out this issue, the existential threat of nuclear weapons and mistake or miscalculation or other things can go wrong, and start addressing those. And we ought to do that because it opens up a path to have conversations about a host of other things as well. But, you know, this is a serious matter, and most people who, you know, in this country would love to see some serious negotiations to start to try to decrease the nuclear arsenals. And in fact, the entire arsenals of these countries, and start moving back to the path that we have been on for decades until more recently.
Isn't the president on record as advocating a modernization of the nuclear program?
He's on record. Some Democrats and Republicans are on record. China and Russia are on record. Other countries, France, everybody are talking about modernizing their arsenals. And the idea is, if you are talking about making sure that what you have as a deterrent is safe and secure, that's one aspect of modernization. And I think people can say, well, if you still believe in deterrence and that's your path, then you do want to make sure things are safe and secure. But if you're using modernization as a ruse to just have an arms race, to have more weapons of different components and different degrees of magnitude and move in that direction, then modernization is not what should be happening. So maybe the terminology to use instead of modernization is just securing and making safe what's there is a deterrent, and then continue to negotiate, get back, I should say, to negotiating a decrease in the arsenals and finding ways to have communication between countries to lower the temperature of any disputes and start dealing with them diplomatically, as opposed to making threats and building up your arms.